Sustainability and social responsibility. Sustainability is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an organizational focus on activities that provide present benefit without compromising the needs of future generations. Sustainability plays a major role in a company's pursuit of social responsibility, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as commitment by top management to behave ethically and to contribute to community development. This may also entail improving the workforce's quality of life. In today's global marketplace, sustainability and social responsibility are being adopted by companies and organizations in every corner of the world. Companies need to embrace sustainability to pursue profits responsibly, making sure to consider how their actions and ethics impact the environment, health and safety, human rights, diversity, and philanthropy in positive or negative ways. Social responsibility and logistics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines logistics social responsibility as the subset of corporate social responsibility that relates to logistics, including minimizing negative impacts, monitoring and controlling, reporting, and continuously improving in social responsibility areas that include the environment, health and safety, and labor issues related to warehousing, transportation, and other logistics areas. Labor issues include diversity and human rights. Grant et al. And sustainable logistics and supply chain management indicate that social responsibility entails economic, legal, ethical, and philanthropic responsibility. Exhibit 8-1 shows how intertwined logistics has become with social responsibility requirements due to its broad scope of activities and continuous interface with environmentally related transportation decisions. Known how ethics is shown at the center of these other subsets of social responsibility because it guides all other efforts. Exhibit 8-1, Logistics Social Responsibility Aspects, Environment. Organizations can create a positive impact through recycling and reuse of products that might otherwise become part of landfills. Additionally, choices such as reduced packaging, more fuel-efficient transportation vehicles, and shorter routes reduce pollution and lessen the use of finite materials and energy sources. When warehouses are designed to be more energy efficient through high efficiency lighting and selection of roof materials that can either absorb or reflect the sun's energy, depending upon their geographic location, logistics is demonstrating social responsibility. However, some companies try to appear more environmentally friendly than they actually are. This is called greenwashing. If consumers find out, a public relations nightmare can occur. It's not wise to make false claims or hollow promises about sustainability efforts that can't be backed up. Health and safety. Logistics can ensure that dangerous goods and hazardous waste are handled or disposed of safely. Safety measures can also protect personnel from injury or harm. By providing training, procedures, and protective gear to workers, logistics creates a supportive work environment that minimizes the opportunities for serious injury or accidental on-the-job deaths. Human rights. Logistics must be committed to treating all employees fairly and with respect, regardless of their position, age, gender, race, or religious beliefs. Employees should be offered opportunities to grow in their careers and should be paid fairly and on time. They should be allowed to bring forth issues for discussion with management and be coached on how to improve their performance as needed. When logistics management provides positive feedback and recognition, employee loyalty grows, as does employees' sense of belonging to an organization that truly values their contributions. Diversity. Logistics works with a wide array of international companies and third-party providers, with personnel representing many different languages, cultures, and beliefs. Hiring practices can also positively impact diversity, creating a diverse and inclusive work environment by employing individuals with unique backgrounds and life experiences. By respectfully listening to these individuals' differing viewpoints and opinions about business practices and local nuances, logistics professionals can broaden their skill sets and further refine their expertise for successfully working in a global marketplace. Philanthropy. Firms may decide to allocate some items returned through the reverse logistics process to charitable causes on an ongoing basis. Goods may be provided to less developed countries and to organizations that supply people in local communities with refurbished technologies. Many companies go a step further and select charitable organizations to be recipients of product overstocks and monetary donations. For sponsoring a fundraising activity with a charity is common among socially responsible organizations wanting to give back to the community. Employees are often allowed to participate in these events during work hours. Ethics. The heart of the dimensions discussed above is the one that can make or break a company ethics. Not only do logistics professionals need to demonstrate ethical standards in their daily on-the-job activities, but so do company leaders, senior managers, and employees across all functions. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, ethical standards are a set of guidelines for proper conduct by business professionals. For example, the Institute for Supply Management, formerly the National Association of Purchasing Managers, provides a set of principles and standards for the proper conduct of purchasing activities. A foundational premise of ethics is to walk the talk, which means that a person must act and behave in a way that matches what they say and that they do what they say they will. If the company says it is going to support the local underprivileged population of minority teenagers by providing temporary summer positions at warehouses or the return center where they can be mentored, then it needs to make good on that promise. It's imperative that the company officers and president lead by example and demonstrate ethical decision-making in their business dealings and decisions in a consistent manner. Many organizations use the term diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, to describe their labor rights ethics and related programs. A formal DEI program at an organization promotes the fundamental ethical principles of fairness and equity while helping the workforce become sustainable and resilient. These in turn can help attract and retain top talent and set up the organization for long-term success. It helps their reputation by helping show that they are an organization that is contributing positively to the communities in which they operate. Firms that demonstrate good social responsibility in each of these dimensions are often committed to sustainability and are already aware of the triple bottom line, process for selecting and implementing frameworks and guidelines for sustainability and social responsibility. Many organizations and companies look to international guidelines and frameworks for direction as they maneuver through the maze of business decisions and options for sustainability and social responsibility. By using carefully selected models and standards, companies can feel confident that they are operating on a par with and sharing the same goals as other organizations, leading the way toward a better, cleaner, and safer environment for future generations. When selecting a set of frameworks and guidelines, it is important that leaders follow a methodical process to determine requirements and the organization's end goals in this area. Here is an example of a process to follow to ensure social responsibility not only aligns with requirements and strategy, but also that the right things get reported internally and publicly. Determine sustainability and social responsibility goals and scope of the program. Determine what related national and regional reporting requirements arise from regulations, legislation, or membership in trade bodies/associations in consultation with legal counsel. Determine what will be voluntarily adopted based on global standards. Review sustainability and social responsibility frameworks and guidelines for applicability with goals and mandatory/voluntary reporting. Determine what information will be needed for internal purposes only versus what will be publicly disclosed and why. This could be due to mandatory disclosure requirements related to membership in a given network, and voluntary disclosures. For voluntary disclosures, consider the opportunities, liabilities, and risks. Determine how data will be collated into what reports, and how the information will be validated, secured, and kept up to date. Determine when, how often, and to what parties reports will be made. In addition to researching laws and regulations that differ by jurisdiction, many frameworks and guidelines are also developed for specific regions. Organizations need to research which ones meet their needs and are important to their stakeholders. For example, an organization operating in the EU may adopt European sustainability reporting standards to be in compliance with the 2023 Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD, which now mandates standardized sustainability reporting for EU companies that meet 2 out of 3 of these criteria. An average workforce of over 250 employees, a total balance sheet of 25 million euros, and or net turnover exceeding 50 million euros. It also impacts non-European companies with EU sales over 150 million euros for the last 2 consecutive years. requirements for non-European companies do not come into force until June 2026, since this course cannot address all possible standards. Instead, we show some examples of important and widely used frameworks or guidelines. The triple bottom line, an accounting framework that helps organizations account for the value of social and environmental initiatives in addition to economic value initiatives. The United Nations Global Compact, a set of ethics principles organizations can pledge to adhere to. The Global Reporting Initiative, a comprehensive and widely adopted set of reporting standards for sustainability and social responsibility. ISO 14001, a global standard on environmental management and compliance. ISO 50001, a global standard on energy management and performance optimization. Social Accountability International, SA8000 standard, an auditable certification related to human rights that includes a set of ethics principles. ASCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability, a corporate supply chain standard measuring social responsibility, economic sustainability, and ecological stewardship.